U.S. and Iran exchange threats as negotiations move forward under Pakistani mediation. The article introduces readers to a tense moment between the United States and Iran as they trade threats, while signaling progress in negotiations mediated by Pakistan. It shows how Trump and other U.S. leaders frame possible moves, and how Iranian leadership hints at a final framework, even as voices warn against stepping back into conflict. The piece also explains the mediation effort and the lived impact on people in Iran and the wider region. U.S. and Iran threaten each other, but show signs of negotiating progress mediated by Pakistan. Trump says the deal is largely negotiated and a decision on action could come soon. Iran says a 14-point memorandum is near final and a mutual solution is close. No final ceasefire or reopening of the Strait of Hormuz yet, keeping tensions and oil worries. Pakistan and Gulf leaders push for a framework to end the crisis and keep talks alive. U.S.-Iran tensions persist as mediation signals progress. Observers say the United States and Iran exchanged threats while signaling progress in peace talks now led by Pakistan. The negotiations have not produced a final deal, but both sides appear to be narrowing their differences. Iranian officials describe a 14-point memorandum as nearly ready for a final draft, and Washington and Tehran have signaled that a path to resolution exists. In parallel, Gulf leaders urged President Trump to accept Iran's latest proposal to end hostilities that have been paused since April's fragile truce. Trump also suggested the Strait of Hormuz could reopen as part of a broader agreement. What is happening now? Sources say Trump told regional partners he has a deal in large part negotiated, with plans to reveal details soon. He also indicated that the Hormuz corridor, a major route for global energy shipments, would be reactivated if the terms are met. In New Delhi, Secretary of State Marco Rubio signaled there could be new information from the Pakistan-led mediation within days, stressing that work on the talks is ongoing. Mediation and process. The Pakistani side is pushing hard to craft a framework that could allow new talks to proceed without immediate escalations. Islamabad's efforts have focused on producing a formal statement of intent that could keep negotiations moving, even if a final agreement remains out of reach for the moment. Iran has signaled progress and indicated its own draft language is nearing completion. Iranian stance and security warnings. Iran's top negotiator said the two sides are moving toward a mutually acceptable solution on several points. Tehran's foreign ministry spokesman said Tehran's positions are approaching Washington's, pointing to a possible compromise. Iran's military leadership warned that the armed forces are prepared to respond strongly if fighting resumes, underscoring the fragility of any pause in hostilities. Regional reactions and risks. The broader Gulf region has shown mixed signals. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah pressed for Lebanon to be included in any ceasefire, while Israel warned residents near the border to prepare for possible new air action. The ongoing tension has disrupted traffic through the Hormuz Passage, affecting global oil supplies and daily life in both Iran and neighboring states. International diplomacy and concerns. United Nations officials have been briefed on Washington's stance as Tehran raises concerns about contradictions and excessive demands from the United States. Iran's foreign minister held talks with regional partners to keep negotiations alive, while a delegation of mediators continued to work with Iranian and Iraqi officials as well as others in the region. What remains unresolved beyond the nuclear issue, the path to ending the war on all fronts remains unclear. Even with progress signals, long-term stability in the region is not assured. The daily lives of ordinary Iranians reflect the stagnation, with people facing uncertainty about schooling, work, and travel as talks continue. Conclusion: fragile progress through mediation despite ongoing threats. Observers see a significant, if fragile, path toward settlement, driven by the Pakistan-led mediation. Both Washington and Tehran appear to be edging toward a mutually acceptable framework, with a near-final 14-point memorandum cited and discussions about reopening the Strait of Hormuz as part of a broader agreement. The tension persists, but the effort to de-escalate and to keep talks alive remains central for regional stability. Pakistan and Gulf leaders push the process forward, seeking a durable framework that could end hostilities while addressing security and economic concerns. For ordinary people in Iran and across the Gulf, the talks offer cautious hope amid everyday uncertainty and energy market fluctuations. The outcome will hinge on credible guarantees, concrete steps, and a sustained commitment to dialogue rather than escalation. Frequently asked questions. What is Pakistan mediating in these talks? Pakistan hosts talks in Islamabad to ease U.S.-Iran hostilities and push toward a lasting peace framework. Are threats still happening while talks move forward? Yes. Trump warns of a severe strike if no deal. Iran vows strong actions if fighting resumes. What is the 14-point memorandum Iran mentions? Iran says a 14-point memorandum is nearing final, aiming for a mutually acceptable path to end the war. Has the Strait of Hormuz reopened yet? Not yet. Talks haven't restored traffic through Hormuz, and oil markets remain unsettled. What did Trump and Rubio say about future steps? Trump says the deal is largely negotiated and could be announced soon. Rubio says news from Pakistan's mediators could come soon and doesn't rule out more attacks.